KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy today, a high around 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications and ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In the news, police in Red Oak report three recent arrests. Authorities say 22-year-old Jordan Michelle Brown of Red Oak was arrested overnight on a charge of OWI drugged first offense. Brown was apprehended following a traffic stop at the intersection of North 8th and East Knuckles Streets. A passenger in the vehicle, 31-year-old Marcus John Josephson of Red Oak, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Brown and Josephson were brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each. The Red Oak Police Department's K-9 unit assisted in making the arrests. Sunday afternoon, 32-year-old Brian David Sapp Jr. of Red Oak was arrested in the 500 block of East Maple Street on a valid Montgomery County warrant for three felony counts of forgery. While he was being arrested, Sapp Jr. was allegedly found to be in possession of meth and a marijuana pipe. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held on those charges, as well as the warrant, on bond amounting to $5,000. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Sunday reported a man from Adair was arrested last week on drug and other charges. 46-year-old Kevin Eugene Stark was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail following his arrest August 5th in Bridgewater for possession of drug paraphernalia, a glass pipe allegedly used for smoking meth, operating a vehicle, a Dodge Caravan, without the owner's consent, and driving while barred. And 23-year-old Jordan Lee Bovey of Creston was cited Saturday morning for OWI first offense following a traffic stop in Greenfield. Bovey was released later that day with orders to appear in court this Thursday. Firefighters in Avoca were called to the scene of a home fully engulfed in flames early Sunday morning. The call for a blaze at the Rod Osbar residence at 507 North Chestnut Street came in at around 1:40 a.m. Officials say lightning was the apparent cause of the fire, as witnesses had reported seeing the home struck not long before the flames erupted. The roof of the structure had reportedly collapsed before firefighters arrived. Walnut and Harlan Fire provided additional manpower and support. The house was declared a total loss. No one was at home at the time, and no injuries were reported. Officials of the Iowa Department of Corrections, that is, reported an escape occurred Saturday from a work release facility in Council Bluffs. 28-year-old Andrew Eugene Mabee was placed on escape status after failing to return to the facility Saturday. Mabee was serving a 25-year prison sentence for two counts of willful injury causing serious injury, conspiracy to commit forcible felony, and going armed with intent. He was transferred to the Council Bluffs facility in June. Mabee is a Caucasian male, 6'3" tall, weighing 285 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He also has a tattoo on his back and scars on his abdomen, left arm, right forearm, and both hands and legs. Anyone with information about his location should contact Council Bluffs Police. Police in Council Bluffs were investigating an armed robbery that took place early Saturday morning. Officials say at around 3:40 a.m., three men entered the Casey's General Store at 1030 Vets Memorial Highway. The suspects were all dressed in dark clothing, wore gloves, and had bandanas covering their faces. The first suspect was holding a firearm and jumped the counter before pointing the weapon at the clerk and demanding money and cigarettes. The second suspect was also armed. He pointed a gun at the kitchen worker and told her not to move. A third suspect did not display a firearm and did not speak. The men took cash out of the drawer along with some cigarettes and fled out of the building. There were no injuries reported. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men from Red Oak were arrested Friday night on burglary and criminal mischief charges. At around 8:45 p.m. Friday, sheriff's officials arrested 21-year-old Ryan Kier of Red Oak. And at about 10:45 that evening, they took into custody 24-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Red Oak. Both men were charged with burglary in the third degree and second degree criminal mischief. The arrests were in connection with an incident that took place on July the 11th at 1655 Ironwood Avenue, in which a vehicle was damaged and a residence burglarized. An additional suspect sought in the case, 22-year-old Timothy John Jennings of Red Oak, turned himself into Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center Saturday morning after hearing he was being sought by authorities. Forensic evidence collected from the crime scene led to the arrests. All three suspects were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Red Oak Police assisted in the investigation and arrests. And former residents at a state-run mental health facility that closed this year are now scattered throughout Iowa, with some living in nursing homes that are considered below average on a federal registry. The residents were part of a state program for people with serious mental illnesses. The program was housed at the Iowa Mental Health Institute in Clarinda, which Governor Terry Branstad ordered closed, saying it was outdated and inefficient. Eight residents were transferred to four traditional nursing homes, all of which are rated below average or much below average on a federal registry. Two of those patients died. State officials say they went to great lengths to find suitable replacements for the former Clarinda patients, and relatives often helped to choose the new facilities. In the funeral announcements, May Margaret Gittens, age 86 of Gray, died Tuesday in Audubon. Funeral services for May Gittens will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Gray. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Clarence Bartels, age 85 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Clarence Bartels will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Haas, age 86 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Haas will be today at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Cecil Cox, age 91 of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Cecil Cox will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis Moran, age 71 of Bayard, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dennis Moran will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bayard Community Center. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. John Carstensen, age 74 of Shelby, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for John Carstensen will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. George Doyle, age 82 of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. Funeral services for George Doyle will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Charles Doc Early, age 91 of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Charles Doc Early will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Carol Lupartis, age 96 of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Carol Lupartis will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.